And we've, of course, been following the economic fallout from COVID-19. Another big dive in the stock market today, triggering the third halt to trading in recent days. And then those layoffs at restaurants, bakeries, travel agencies, fitness clubs, as people are told to stay home. Let's call up somebody who's at home. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington, D.C., as he does each Monday. And Derek, you are self-quarantining. You're among the lucky Americans who can work from home. We're talking about people who are out of work at home, but you're working from home. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. And as you well know, the Federal Reserve cut rates to near zero over the weekend. But Jill Schlesinger told us at the top of the hour, yeah, that will help small businesses borrow money, but that takes time. And besides, we need to just give money to businesses and to people, to employees who are at home. You agree, and you go further. You say cold, hard cash.
Cold, hard cash is what we need. The Federal Reserve's move is important. It's important to keep credit flowing, especially when you're looking at an economic crisis. You don't want a health crisis, an economic crisis, to turn into a financial crisis. So the Federal Reserve's move is really important, but it's not enough. We need cold, hard cash in the hands of families. We need cold, hard cash in the hands of people who are working from home, whose work might be disrupted. And we need it in the hands of people who are inevitably going to be laid off. Because you look across this economy, you look what's happening in the leisure and hospitality sector of the economy, restaurants are getting crushed. Airlines are getting crushed. Airports, anyone who works in an airport, they could potentially lose their job as well, as you see airlines pull back on the number of flights that they're offering. People are going to lose their jobs, thousands, maybe millions. Yeah. And the federal government has to respond to this. It's not only a public health crisis, but also an economic crisis that is akin to the Great Recession when we did hand out cold, hard cash. So that is what we have to start thinking about immediately.
Let's remind people, this is 2008, George W. Bush signed an economic stimulus that mailed checks to families within 6 weeks of the bill's passage. This was after the housing collapse, when the whole economy almost collapsed.
That's right. George W. Bush signed a law that sent checks to over 100 million people's houses. Those checks were about a couple hundred dollars. We need something, I think, closer to $1,000 or $1,500 per family, maybe a couple hundred dollars per child as well. Because, you know, you compare this to the Great Recession, and in many ways, there is no comparison. In the Great Recession, schools were not closed down. In the Great Recession, restaurants were not closed down. Business did not come to an absolute sudden standstill. We're looking at something that really has no precedent in the last 100 years. There has never been a time in a service sector economy when services were essentially shut down for public health reasons across not only the U.S., but also the world. So we need to respond to this in a big way. I think it's one of these go big or go home situations. Mm-hmm. I say give thousands of dollars to families immediately, and that will help them not only wait out this recession, but also hopefully we'll get through this and we'll have growth again and health again and public life again in the summer. And we want families to be able to emerge from that and say, I've got hundreds of dollars that I can spend in local community businesses, and that will lead to a V-shaped recovery, a quick bounce back, and not a long, dragged-out recession.
Well, this is what President Obama did after the Great Recession, poured money into the economy. You're talking about cash directly to people. Now, the Trump administration has proposed a payroll tax cut. We understand, and you're right, that will get workers' money, but mainly the white-collar, already working at home workers. It doesn't help the people we're talking about as much, those who are getting furloughed today as we speak.
Yeah, I think let's be fair to the administration here. There are good reasons for a payroll tax cut and there are bad reasons. The good reason for a payroll tax cut is that it's really, really fast. You can start giving people money almost immediately. Almost everything else, I think, is a weakness about it. It tends to help people who need the least help. It tends to help higher income white collar workers who, like me, can just work from home. So our jobs are not threatened by something like a public health crisis. It also doesn't give people money in a really fast and big way because you're only taking a little bit of their paycheck and bumping it up a little bit every 2 weeks. I think people need $1,000 as soon as possible. And finally, it doesn't do anything for people who are not working. And lots of people are going to lose their jobs in this recession. That's what we need to think about. So we need to bump up unemployment insurance, paid leave, and just give $1,000 to every family, no matter what they're doing.
Talk about unemployment insurance, because as you know, the federal government already jointly funds jobless benefits with states. But you say they really got to bump up this, you know, the amount of money people get when they're suddenly furloughed, laid off, unemployed.
Yeah, I think thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people are going to lose their jobs in the next few months, especially in the leisure and hospitality industry. When they do lose their jobs, we need to have a really, really strong safety net that's going to catch them. Only the federal government has the ability to borrow at a really, really cheap rate and run an enormous deficit in order to fund that safety net. So I say run a huge deficit right now, put a lot of money into unemployment insurance, make sure that people who do lose their jobs have money in their pocket that they can spend now to keep their families afloat. And later, when we come out of this recession, that's what we need to be thinking about right now.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. By the way, you know, self-quarantining at home, as you know, so many reporters are doing now to keep their workplace safe. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.